Peace and divine blessings. You are now rocking with the best, the Astro Mix God, Mix Master, Tracy Ann, trapping through the stars on the ones and twos, keeping it loud and keeping it real. You know the vibes. Let's stop, breathe, thank yourselves, and get ready to receive this Astro Tea. I'm going to go ahead and play my song for Capricorn season before we end up Capricorn season. But let me go turn off this dryer real quick. No lie. Could you just give me a second so I can turn off this dryer?
Hey, man, I see that's not a Maytag. You know what I mean? You gotta get a Maytag. Do they still sell Maytags? Like, is that still a thing?
Samsung.
Yes.
They have Maytags still? Dude, y'all don't think, y'all know how far back Maytag. I don't know how far back.
Like, there was how old are you, man?
Yes.
I know, right?
My washer's a Maytag.
Bruh. Maytag's been around forever. They used to have the Maytag repairman and all that shit.
No, because if you have a Maytag, you don't need no repairs.
Hey, yo. You got the Maytag and then you had the GE. Those are the washers and shit. Was there another one? I don't think
Isn't
so.
Isn't Samsung the one that makes the little tinkle sound?
Man, I can't take
that's new.
I think so.
I can't take Samsung making a goddamn washing machine seriously.
We got
man.
Nigga, you make this Melody flexing with her fucking appliances.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. I'm sound sensitive, so it was bothering me. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and play a song. We're ending out Capricorn season. The sun is officially 29 degrees in Capricorn season. To everyone listening, you know, we're coming up on Aquarius season and a Leo full moon next week. Send an email on a Aquarius or a Leo rapper, a song that you would, you know, want me to play. I always like new ideas or whatever. So let me go ahead and play a minute of this and then we'll get into it. This is for the Caps as we end our Capricorn season. Y'all got a few great ones. Not that many. No shade. Right, so shout out to Hot Like Fire, Aaliyah, some Young Missy, and Timberland. But Aaliyah's a Capricorn, obviously. So anyways, let's get into it. I had a little trapping through the stars I wanted to share. With that said, we are navigating another powerful week full of quantum shifts and limitless potential. The moon is first quarter. So it's waxing, it's growing. We're in between the most recent new moon, the first lunar event of the year that I spoke about last week, and also next week's full moon. So it's like we're smack dab right in the middle. The energy, the momentum, the passion, the power, the intensity, the downloads, it's increasing and it's off the charts. I'll definitely be talking more about the full moon and Aquarius season next week. But getting into it, there's a lot of an unveiling and unearthing taking place right now. This unveiling and this unearthing is returning us back into harmony with our sacred truth. Last week's full moon was very powerful. I said it was the first lunar event last week, right? I said it's all about structure, commitment, discipline. So we're still holding on to that energy. Although the moon is not in Capricorn anymore, we're still holding on to the power, the intensity, the groundedness, the momentum of that energy, where we can continue to carry it out. Also, that new moon was conjunct Pluto. Pluto's getting ready to leave Capricorn, entering in Aquarius this weekend. Sun right now, it's in 29 degrees Capricorn. So we're at the critical degree. We're at the final. The last 10 degrees of Capricorn is all about mastery. 29 degrees is the degree of true mastery through the need for spiritual wisdom at the highest level to properly manage collective affairs, right? So what it's saying right there is we're at this very momentum, or we're at this very monumental place, this very potent choice point. We're at the degree of accessing a new level of spiritual wisdom, because that will allow us to properly manage and navigate the collective affairs that's occurring, all these shifts and all of these unearthings and just everything that's going on from a collective standpoint. The wisdom that we gain is giving us the ability to move forward. This is massive. We're all being activated at various choice points of our lives, various moments of having to make a decision. That's an activation that's taking place. Everything right now is this powerful initiation, this activation, this launch moving forward into this higher level of mastery. So we're finishing out Cap season, man. Honestly, this was really great energy to start out 2024, man. Just thinking about where we're headed, what we're moving into, the shifts, all of the unearthing and the healing that we've done in the past and what's to come. It's been a really powerful season. The sun is going to leave Capricorn and enter Aquarius on Saturday, the 20th, 8:05 a.m. Central. Later that afternoon at 5:58 p.m., Pluto's like, hey, I'm coming too. The moon will be in Gemini, okay? So we have the sun going into air sign, Pluto going into air sign, and the moon in an air sign. That's a ton of air energy. Information, information, information. We can definitely expect like some important news, a major message, something with TV, broadcasting, media, communications, some tech event. But yeah, something definitely is going to come out. Doesn't have to be specifically on that Saturday, but we could definitely see it Monday. We can see it Wednesday, but there's going to be something. Now it might come out pretty quick. But anyways, yeah, we're going to see something, a major message or important news in regards to that. Saturday is going to be intense, man. I think a lot of people are going to be feeling the heightened energy. You probably already are feeling it, especially if you have fixed sign placements. Because Pluto and the sun is going into a fixed sign. Fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. With that, I spoke a little bit last year about Pluto shift, because Pluto did go into Aquarius for a short time from about, I think it was like April to June. Then it was back in Capricorn, just unearthing, unraveling, dismantling the whole structure of what Capricorn represents. And now it's like, all right, 2024 game plan, let's go, let's move forward. This is dope. Pluto's been in Capricorn for 15 years, right? Capricorn is the mountaintop, the seagull that travels the highest tops and goes to the lowest, right? Like I said before. But if we take a look, man, at some points in the last 15 years, we've been pursuing and pursuing and pursuing all these mountaintops only to get to the base. But that was necessary, right? It was necessary, even though it's like, damn, I know I'm pushing, but what's going to give? What's going to open up? But now, when Pluto moves into Aquarius, it is definitely going to help us fly like an eagle. That's what just came to my head, I guess. Yeah, we're going to be flying like eagles or some shit to the mountaintop. You know, we're going to be standing, you know, glancing and protecting the mountaintop. When we think about Pluto in astrology, Pluto is intense. Pluto is powerful. Pluto is alchemical. Pluto is a life-altering influence. This is the agent of death. But with death comes birth. Both manifest through the sacred laws of sex, whether physical or spiritual. Because this isn't just physical death, right? Pluto, it could be death of desire, death of attachments to form, or the total surrendering of the lower self, which seeks to then fully unite with the soul. When I mess with the planets and when I think about them, this is from an energy standpoint where they are light rays. They're energy waves, okay? Forget the big ball in the sky, although those pictures kind of look cute, but this is about energy waves, right? So Pluto is the first ray or the first wave of destruction, okay? So it's this process that wants to break something down. It wants to break down the sense of self and the separation of the lesser ego and personality, so that particular thing could come into a higher alignment, a higher will, a will to the good of the realized soul self, okay? Pluto's destruction, but it's also a purifier. So if you think about what I just said, Pluto's been in Capricorn since 2008, right? Because Pluto takes about 15 years to move through a sign or more. It's a generational planet. So when we think about it being this process of breaking something down and really just getting to the core of it, think about the last 15 years that being in the energy of Capricorn, right? So when we think about Capricorn, this is structure, order, time, government, family, tradition, values, finances, Capricorn season. What is it? Christmas time, New Year's, you know, so that powerful energy that Pluto has been in for the past 15 years was this process of breaking down things. Now, see, the thing with Pluto's energy, though, is it starts to take place at a more subconscious internal level. Then it starts to bloom. Think of it like the seed you plant in the earth, then it's starting to take root, and then it eventually sprouts up. That's more Pluto's energy. Whereas a planet like Mercury will be more instantaneously felt, Pluto is felt gradually or long-term, okay? It's felt at a very deep internal level. Now, of course, if you have a strong conversation or an aspect with Pluto in your natal chart, or if you have Scorpio placements, then you'll definitely kind of understand like how the intense energy of, you know, this process of breaking something down takes place. Or if you know where Pluto is at in your chart, so if you take a look, you can go to astro.com, put in your birthday info, take a look. Pluto's little glyph looks like an egg at the top with like a little, I don't know, some holding an egg. But you can see, you know, where Pluto's at in your chart, and that energy was breaking something down, you know, for you to get to this core self. So this is a really powerful time now as we move into this new season, because we have a really big Aquarius stellium in February. We have the Chinese New Year, which is the year of the dragon, which connects to the number 8 year that we're in. There's going to be a lot of air energy, yes, but there's going to be a ton of water. Both go hand in hand. And some of these transits we're about to experience is really going to let us know, or it's going to show us just how hand in hand that air and water go, or logic and emotions. I don't know, nobody be trying to hear that shit, but I'm just trying to put you on game before you wake up one day and you finally realize it, like, damn, emotions, logic, if you put them together the right way and cook it up in the pot like Migos be doing, you know, you might come out with something great if you know how to, you know, check yourself, right? So expect a lot of wake-up calls. You probably have already experienced some, and you could expect a lot more, okay? Expect many wake-up calls, and if you could take the time to integrate them, understand them, make good use of the message, you're going to continue to open up new pathways of remembering. You're going to have all of these aha moments and all of these levels of synchronicity that is really just putting you in the right place at the right time for the right doors to open for everything that you have been working hard towards. We're still being called to check ourselves. That don't mean I don't care what season we in, Cap season, Aquarius season, Pisces, Aries. We're still being called to check ourselves. We're being called to release, as always, and bring our undivided attention to what matters most. During these times of high-level shifts, I mean high-level, okay, we're going to be interrupted. And we're going to be tested like a motherfucker. We're going to be initiated to all different levels. We're going to have all these different weird synchronicities and all these little situations to come out of nowhere. However, either in that moment or after, when you're able to see yourself, when you choose to see yourself in action and the decisions that you make, that you want to make, or whatever the case may be, when you bring that level of awareness to yourself, you open up a new pathway to seek choices that are aligned with your higher self, okay? So what I said there is, we're going to be tested. We're going to be interrupted. That's what builds character, to be quite honest with you. You know, going through an intense, you know, spiritual, physical initiation and any type of, you know, it doesn't even have to be like what I'm talking about. It could be all different types of initiation to the brotherhood, whatever the case may be. That's a very powerful thing because it builds character. So anything that you've experienced or you're going through, any decisions that you need to make, and you're seeking to align with your higher self, you know, really just trust yourself and choose to see yourself in action. Choose to see yourself making a good decision or a shitty decision. And even if you make the shitty decision and you know it's shitty and you still make it anyways, don't, you know that you're learning how to come out of a repetitive pattern. And those repetitive patterns, boy, gosh, those repetitive patterns, y'all. So we have to tune into higher guidance right now, okay? This is what they meant by when Jesus went into the wilderness and he fasted for like 40 days, 40 nights or whatever. This is what we're supposed to be doing right now. We're supposed to be going within way deeper than we've ever gone within before. Even if you've never went in and you've never had that conversation with yourself, this is a time. It is very important for us right now, fasting and tuning in to the voice of God within. But please know that we are many forms of that one, you know, divine spark. So that voice is going to speak different to us, but it's always going to lead us. That true voice is always going to lead us back home to the kingdom within. So just listen, right? Just be present. Be aware. Slow down. Look for the signs. Pay attention in every single thing, whether you're driving, listening to a conversation, because what you've been asking for, it's coming, okay? Just pause, listen, and then take action. Some themes we'll experience right now into Aquarius season, into next week. Messages through dreams, reestablishment of divine order, improvement of character, an interest in languages or in covering or studying an old language or a dialect, high-level initiations. If anyone has to pass a test or take a test, there is success in passing tests, an increased desire to learn. Maybe someone is picking up a new skill, a new trade, but there is an increased desire to learn. Take advantage of it. The moon is waxing. Things are growing. Use this energy to fertilize and to feed all of your, you know, your manifestations. But at the same time, you know, just listen, be present. Like I said, there's an awakening of primordial creative fire right now. A lot of energy to help us get out of confusion. So if you are having to make a decision and you feel confused in that moment, that's the choice point where you can stop, slow down, think about yourself in action and the various decisions that you are, you know, making. You know, this is the opportunity to pause and slow down. Also, we're going to understand the true importance of each other, of genuine human connection. That's actually an aspect of Pluto and Aquarius. That's why things look wild right now. You got to go to the core of the issues that we've all been experiencing as a collective that those have experienced before us. We got to bring out the ugliest of ugliest on both sides, whether it's the men and women. But we got to do that in order to come to this new level of understanding and intimacy within each other, because we are all here to come together to serve a greater purpose. So with that said, I'm going to leave a message for the signs. And I'll go ahead and wrap it up so we can continue to move forward. So, cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. Lucky number 22, color blue, your symbol is an anchor. Sometimes it's like a jungle, right, for y'all. It makes you wonder how you keep from going under. But you know what really keeps you from going under, cardinal signs? Trusting in your power. That's what always keeps you from going under. The trust and the love that you have for yourself ain't like no other signs. Why? Y'all start a season off, right? You start something off. That takes tremendous trust, right? Believe in yourself a little bit more. Despite any challenges or major shifts that could have thrown a couple curveballs, the universe's message to you is get grounded. Connect with water. You're going through a major sacral healing that's ushering in new love for y'all. Ooh, I bet y'all ain't never hear me come with no love stuff for y'all. Yes, cardinal signs. You know what? I think this really great energy is coming in with love and strengthening relationships because Pluto's leaving your sign. You know, Pluto has really impacted just cardinal signs in different areas of their lives for the past 15 years. Yes, it's all affected us, but, you know, it's affected them in different ways. So like I said, y'all have this new love, this new cycle that's coming in. You know, single cardinal signs, give it some time, a few weeks, a month or two. Watch what y'all about to step into, you know, wink, wink, with my Scorpio smile. Those in a relationship, y'all just going to have a new opportunity to bring it to a higher level of intimacy, okay? I'm talking about that, ooh, that love when people look at you like, ooh, they love each other, like they really love each other type of love, right? And that's what we need more of. Anyways, there's a ton of healing, love, kindness, and joy that's surrounding for you. Just pause, listen, and take action because you don't want this to pass you by. Fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. Lucky number 24, color tan, symbol arrow. They try to box you in the corner for the longest. No keys lock you in this corner for the longest. But come on, fixed signs, they can't mess with you because you are focused more than ever. Rewards are coming your way. You are divinely protected. You've been on the road. You've been experiencing a pivotal transformation. And guess what? With Pluto going into your sign, going into a fixed sign, you're going to go through another powerful transformation that's going to impact the next 20 years of your life. And yes, every moment counts, okay? Every single moment counts. This moment today counts, okay? You've been going through many stages, and right now you're just being called to honor this process because the arrival of something powerful is here. It is literally here. I'm not saying, oh, it's on the way, fix signs. No, it is here. Right now. In addition, y'all are being called to tap into your receptive, creative, and empathetic feminine energies. Okay? Yes, feminine energies. Yes, fixed signs that are men. You too. This energy will help your relationships thrive. All of your relationships, whether business, intimate, friends, family, this, that, and the third, tapping into that energy will help them thrive. And it will bring a new level of creativity in your life. You guys are also healing mother, sister, women type of relationship dynamics, okay? So at this point in the game, just give thanks to the women in the past, the women here, the women in the future, and that there's a woman within you too, men and women. There's a woman within you too, an essence of that energy. So remain focused, trust the messages, take your time, ground, listen, don't assume. There's important decisions that you have to make. Your higher self wants you to know that you have the answer, you're going to make the right choice, but you just got to trust yourself, okay? The outcome you desire, it shall be made manifest. And last but not least, mutable signs. That is Gemini, Virgo, Sag, and Pisces. Lucky number 18, color blue. I think my computer's possessed sometimes. Color blue, symbol triangle. You can manifest anything. Y'all some hustlers, okay? Y'all know how to grind. Step on grapes, put it in water, and tell you. You be serving it up and tell them it's wine, okay? You are a potent product, mutable signs. And the universe wants you to trust in your potency because you're about to embark on a new journey. Whether a physical trip, a vacation, or an internal journey, or maybe just a change of scenery, this new period is upon you. Maybe some of you are thinking about moving, taking that trip. Either way, your travel through air, land, or even astral is protected, okay? That's what you need to know. You're protected, safe passage, safe travels. In addition, there's some situations that you're working through that wants you to be more open to your emotions and open to change. You too are experiencing a massive, massive sacral healing. So, you know, it's important for you to know that emotions, when channeled efficiently and properly understood, serve a purpose. So focus on balancing your current issues or situations with logic, direct action. Find the strength, the divine masculine strength energy to work through emotions. Don't run from them. Don't repress them. Face them. Face them from a stoic way, right? Some of you may be experiencing healing in the father, brother, masculine dynamic energies in your life. So give thanks. You know, give thanks to the men in the past. Give thanks to the men right now, and give thanks to the men and the leaders in the future. And with that said, I'll see everybody next week. Shout out to the room.
Right. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Tracy. I was about 27 seconds from playing Fly Like an Eagle to open up the room.
Yeah.
Like I had like a list of what I was. Yeah. I promise you. I was going to play Fly Like an Eagle to open up the room. It was fucking wild when you was like, Fly Like an Eagle. I was like, dude, I almost played that to open up the room.
I mean, that's just the power of like Aquarius and Scorpio when we all get along with each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lie. I was about to fucking start singing it too. Yeah, we might have to listen to it. Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
Hey, yo, what...